This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Now holding that Eli, as he gets older, starts to hear rumors about his children, Hophni and Pinchas, that they're not Oivdei Hashem the way they're supposed to be Oivdei Hashem. The Pasuk tells us in Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, Ve'eli Zakein Mi'od, Eli's old, V'shamar Eis Asheyasu Banav L'chol Yisrael. He hears, the rumors are coming to him. He hears what his children are doing to Klal Yisrael. Of course, Chazal already tell us, Asheyishkevun, when he, Chafni and Pinchas, which means the women who came after their Leda to bring Karbonis, Ashayishkevun, he was mezane with them. So Chazal tell us it doesn't mean literally, it's figuratively. Rashi already brings this down. Ratzaleimar hayim misatzlim b'akravas kine hayeldeis v'azavis. They took their time. You know, today, by appointment only. The Rav, the Rashif, he's busy. He's busy. You'll get back to him in a few days. Der Shtik hat schon angefangen in den Beis HaMikdash. Ja, der Meise. They came, and they said, okay, tomorrow, the day after, get back to me, I'll get back to you. Your people will see my people will see your people. Weiss doch, wie es geht doch in der Welt ein. Lav der Lelfat Dolles. At the dust, the Teir HaKadesha, the Navi is telling us, is called Yishkevun es Hanoshim Atzeves. Continues Rashi, when they came to El Moyed, Vayimamtinas ala Kachavasan, they didn't go back to their homes because they had to wait for the carbon. So they had to sleep over the night. Lemaisa Eli gives them techacha in pasuk that follows. How could you do this? These things that I hear you're doing, Asher Nechi Shemeh Divrechem Rayim, here's a chashlechte zachin. Me'ez kala'ama Eila, albanai, my children, no. Leiteva, ki leiteva Shmu Asher Nechi Shemeh, Mavirim Am Hashem. You're doing bid for Klal Yisrael. And he continues to give them techacha. Later on, in Perek Gimel, we find that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is very angry at Eli for all this. Hayoyma Hashem el Shmuel, we'll get to the details of the Psukim as we get there, but the final episode and story of this, that Eli hears his children and doing chateyim, and he gives them musa. It wasn't enough. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't accept this. I'm going to do something catastrophic. Something catastrophic and that unbelievable. An ois, a sign. Asha kol shamai, whoever hears this, tetzilenu shtei aznav. His ears won't believe what he hears. And that is, Bayay Mahu Akim El Eli, Eskalashir Dibati El Beisai. What I swore a gzeira against Eli's family will happen. What was the gzeira? That all his descendants will die young. Gemara Rosh Hashanah speaks about it. We'll get to that in a few moments. Hachel v'kale. Wipe him out. V'gadetiloi kishayfit anies beisei ad eilam. I will take nekama. I will judge his family forever. Be'avayin ashe yoda. Now, what did Eli do wrong? The children, okay? They did whatever they did. They were not hoylich bedarkei avois of their father Eli. As like I said, we skipped a few of the psukim just to get to the conclusion of this, of the story. But what did Eli do wrong? And the answer is, be'avayin ashe yoda, ki mekalim lehem banav, that his children are bringing disgrace of like hiabab. He didn't stop them. Lekiyabam. Rashi says, Lehika pneyem. It's chnishke frasked. Hika pneyem. I don't know if it means literally or figuratively. Today, as we get the frask, you could get sued. Tata can get sued for that. But mistam in the times of Eli, that was the accepted. It was so either it means literally, Lehika pneyem. Back upon Rashi continued, Lavir migdulasa. Maybe it only means just to get them away and take them off their the gedula that they had, the prestige, the shtela, so to speak, that they had. So this became the Rabbeinu Shloim's decision against Eli and his children. And what is the gzeira? V'lachein. And therefore, nishbati lebeis Eli, continuing pasuk yedalit. Nishbati lebeis Eli, it's a shvua. Im yiskaper avein beis Eli, if there will be a kapara to the home of Eli, to the house of Eli, bezevach ubimincha ad elam. Kab, zevach, mincha. Mistama, there's two types of kabanis, there's zvachim and menachis. Zvachim is achatayim. Menachis is mincha, present, which means either type of korban l'chayra. Zevach le'mincha, which means karbanis that forgive, as well as karbanis that bring peace, that bring mincha. There are of peace offering, shalom. It's not going to work. Ad eilam forever. So there seems to be an implication, this is what Chazal or Medayik in the Pasuk, that b'mincha b'zevach, they're not going to have a kapara. It doesn't say they're not going to have a kapara in Gansenish. It doesn't say that there's no such a thing as a kapara for B'nai Eli. Now the pshat is that he does not have a kapara b'zevach or b'mincha. Implying with what could he have a kapara? That is already a very interesting shayla in the Gemara and the Rishayim. But in order to get to that, I first want to discuss. It's interesting. There's no tshuva. It can't be that there's no tshuva. Rabbeinu Yehuda tells us that there's no chet in the world that tshuva does not work for. Afilu hilbel ifshaya leninalu dalte hashuva. Tshuva always works. There's such a thing called tshuva with Kiddush Hashem. Anything you'll throw at me, I could bring you a Gemara and a Rambam and a Rishon that tells you you have tshuva for it. The famous classic one is for Yonim of Zera Levatala, there's no tshuva. The Zoya. Many people know this, but unfortunately they don't know the entire Zoya. Because many places in the Zoya it says there is tshuva for it. And the teretz is mit teira. If you learn teira, even for shichva zera levatole, take a machshava, weisman, that is the alter reid. Famous yisaidus and tshuva. Kiddush Hashem. Oh, doesn't say in the Rishayim that Kiddush Hashem is a tshuva. The chilul Hashem. Shteit tach klar. We know in halacha, there's times where there's nimnalut al se'at shuvah. For example, Pare, the Rambam brings down sometimes it could happen that a person could do such aveiras, so many aveiras, that it's a gzeira, that there's no such a thing as tshuvim, no tshuvim. And Pare is the raya, Vayechazek Hashem is like, Pare! He couldn't do tshuvim. There's a very big problem with this Rambam, because Pare did do tshuvim. According to many shitas, the Pare that we know from Yamsuf is the same Pare from Ninveh. Geleptoizen tayaren, hundred tayaren, ich weiß was, I don't know the exact amount of years, but that gelept and gelept. When Ninveh sicher gewen tshuva, that was the whole idea of Ninveh, to show that there was tshuva. You want to know if there's tshuva bagayin bechlal? Mabit talks about it, it's begreden, reshainim. But al kal panim, Pari sicher had a chance to do tshuva. So what's with this Rambam? Samafurish Rambam nitazei. And the answer is, if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, it says clearly, I'm not mistaken, I didn't think I was going to go there this year, but as we talk, it's kedai to get the inyanim shrub. I think it's Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel, and in Halacha Dalit, Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Dalit, the Rambam says, Valdova Zei Spalil David Amelech, Hareini Hashem Darkecha, that the Eibishah should show him the way of Tshuva. Aldova Zei, which means on the thing that we just mentioned, that Pare did not have a chance or a choice to do tshuva, David HaMelech was mispal, it shouldn't happen to him. Hayreini Hashem darkecha v'chein ha-tzadikim, the Rambam says over there, that all tzadikim request this. Tavazel and tzadikim meinu, why should the tzadikim think they're like Pare, that the nina ludach tzai tshuva was? You're saying an interesting thing, that Pare was afraid that he can't do tshuva. I'm sorry, that David HaMelech is afraid, he's like Pare, that he can't do tshuva. You're comparing David to Pare. What does it mean? And the answer is, and we've spoken about it in Hilchos Tshuva in great length, there's no such thing as you can't do tshuva. The siyua, the help that the Rebbeinu Shleilam helps you to do tshuva, that sometimes the Rebbeinu Shem takes away. Rabbi Yehuda speaks about how the Rebbeinu Shem's Oizel Lashavim, he helps you to do tshuva. The gzeira on Pare was that the Rebbeinu Shem will be make him a leiv kasha, that all the yisurim and all the nisim that he saw, that did not help him to do tshuva. Didn't move him. And we spoke many times from Meshainim, Sipun, and under it that it says this Yisayid. Frekt David HaMelech, Hayreini Hashem Darkecha. That the Eibishter should show him the way of tshuva. So there's no such thing as I can't do tshuva. No such thing. This is klar in Aller Rishayim. Either the Rebbeinu Shloilam helps you and makes it easy for you to do tshuva, or, at worst case scenario, the Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to help you siyata d'shmaya of tshuva. But that you can't do tshuva, no such thing. And this that it says in the Zayar, that you can't do tshuva for gevis averis, shteit shen inale resheinim. Again, I don't have time to go through it all, the Gemara Mekaymus, but with Torah, you can do tshuva even on averis, that you can't do tshuva for. So if you marbe teire, if you add teire to the tshuva works on everything. Why am I giving you this agdamic? Now you'll understand the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about Bnei Eli. So nacham el chadei say. The gzeira was, lochein nishbati leveis Eli, im iskaper avein Eli, that the sin of Eli will not be miskaper bezevach, so the question is, does it mean that there's no kapara for Bnei Eli? It can't mean that, let alone that the mashmoyus of the pasuk is not that. There's got to be a kapara possible. So then what was the gzeira? The gzeira was that it can't be with Zevach Umincha. The Mitzudis explains, why not? Because their Aveira was a Bezevach Umincha. It was about the Karbanis of the women. So we have a klal of Ein Ketege Nasa Sanega. Azei Zok the Mitzudis. Ki Ein Ketege Nasa Sanega. Al kichetem haya bidvara kabanis. And just to explain it simply, if you misuse a carbon, when you misuse something, don't expect that thing to help you later, right? If you abuse things, meine spetes kumen die helfen, ein ketege nasa senege. Ulam, and this is the chiddush nifle, ulam bitshuva. Yechupar of Zok the Mitzudis a chiddush nifle, and we'll soon see why it's a chiddush nifle, because the Gemara seems to say not like that about the Bnei Eli. But Al Kolpanim, this is the reading of the Pesukim Rabbi Yisai. So Nachamal mitaklokait that definitely there was some gzera that kabbonis won't work for them. No matter which Deir that comes from Eli, there is no karbonis that will be mechapeh the ravine, and they're going to get this gzeiras kala that they do not have long life. The pasuk, as well as we know in the halacha, there's got to be tshuva. There's got to be something that works. There's no thing as nina ludalsi tshuva. So the diak of the pasuk, as well as the yisayid in halacha, is abe mitepes yet. There is a way to break through and do tshuva. The Mitzudis explains it's only karbanis, not of a mitshuvah. That's how he explains the pasuk. Now let's see what the Gemara does in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah daf yud ches. Zot reilige Gemara amar Rava bezevach ubimincha inu miskaper avu miskaper b'teire. Yeh Rabbi Sai. You're right with a carbon nisht. Aber zitzen lernen das wird helfen. Many times, we mentioned, that even on averes that you can't do tshuva, the Torah works. Azei zakt the Gemara by Bnei Eli. Abaye argues on Rav, and he says, "Nein bezev achum mincheinu miskaper, avu miskaper b'teira u b'gmilas chasadim, teira mit gmilas chasadim." And the Gemara brings a maisa. Rav and Abaye, interestingly, were from Bnei Eli. It's interesting. Edel men zok teres, it's the gamzam apislos, it's the gamzam. People are Isaac and Chesha Mishpat, if you notice. They must be having a fight over a neighbor with a house. I'm kidding, Rabbi. All I'm trying to tell you is it's interesting. Abaye and Rav are arguing about this Gemara Bnei Eli. Yeah? And the Gemara says it was negated to them. Why? Because Rabba v'Abaye mit the base Eli Kasu, Rabba the Asik b'Teira haya arbo yishnin. He lived what? 40 years. Abaye the Asak b'Teira ube gemilas chasadim haya shit yishnin. He lived 60 years. So for one, the Teira helped him to 40. And for the other, the Teira helped him to what? To 60. So what's halacha lemaisa? Do we paskin like Rabba or Abaye? Zokta Chafetz Chaim. In Avas Chesed, I made a mistake, because you see, I do it from memory. So I said Rabba, it's a mistake. The Machlekes was Rabba and Abaye, and the Raya was in Rabba and Abaye. Correct. I stand corrected, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi and Abaye, one lived to 40, the other one lived to 60. Who do we paskin? Like Zakta Chavetz Chaim and Avetz Chesed. You see clearly, min Hashemayim at min gepaskin via Abaye. Because Vibal Abaye lived to 60. Tzarayim, Meteirim, et Milas Chasodim. You could lengthen the life. Azei Zakta Heilige Chavetz Chaim. Akasha Rabbi Yisai. Rabba didn't do Gmilas Chasadim. He was a schlechter mensch. What does it mean? It's a Pellet the gazelle. What do we say? Eret gevan oisim gemilas chasadim. Vikeminitzai oisim gemilas chasadim. It's one of the mitzvahs ha'teira. Unefshe kemin klerin. Good, he's in the middle of learning, and the gemilas chasadim came up, and was he supposed to stop learning? So that's a good halachic shayla. Mitzvah she'efshe li'asas al-yidei acherim. There's a rule. Don't stop learning. And if it's not actually asas al yidei acherim, do stop learning. So what happened here? Ada rab is gerecht, ada abay is gerecht. I mean, there's halachas about these achim.
And he's supposed to stop it. We can live longer 20 years. It's kedai to stop it.
If it's the wrong thing, you're not going to live long because of it. Main ish das me hast me ken is ein a iber chachm chachm kneged was de teire sagt. So let's discuss this. It's not 1 second. First of all, let me begin by telling you nish mein kasha. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim alein in Avas Chesed over there asked his kasha. That's his kasha. Manishch, if it's a mitzvah that I have to stop for. So then Abaye was right, and Ravish doesn't deserve anything for doing that. I mean, it's the chapella, right? And Elamai, it's something that you're not supposed to stop. So what's Abaye? What's Tutzachopta? So the Chafetz Chaim says a pshat like this, Achidush Nifla. Sokta Heilige Chafetz Chaim. You know, when certain Gedele Elam, when they get involved in a chesed, only they could do it because then people will follow them. You know, you ever see the big stock organizations, Matbildalach, Gedolim, they did this and they went here and they put stock in there, right? Now the truth is, it's actually asas al de'acherim. Technically, someone else could go and run and speak, right? Someone else could, but not the way they do it, right? So the Chafetz Chaim, that's the shakel of Ataya. Rabot getaynit. Someone else could do. I have to go and get involved in this Maisa Chesed. When Abaye claimed, but if I do it the way I do it, it's going to cause more people to be involved in the Chesed, and may I stop for it. I will tell you another Pshat Rabbeisai, which I think is interesting. Maybe you alluded to it, Efshekem and Zogin, Abshata say, Osak, the word Asik. What does the word Asik mean? You know, Asik could mean that even when you learn, where is your chesed? In the learning itself, too. You know, there's a rule called V'seiras chesed alishena. What does that mean? Teir alein. How much chesed you could do with the Torah alone? The lashon of the Gemara is not that he was oisik in chesed. Abaye the osak b'Torah b'gemilas chasodim together. Torah b'gemilas chasodim could mean that a person uses his Torah and durch the Torah to the chesed. Helfen a zweite lernen. Zitera. This is called Teiras Chesed. There's a different type of a Teira. Some people learn Teira for sich. And then other people want that alles soll lernen Teira. Helfen jenem soll lernen Teira. That's called Teiras Chesed. Teira gemilas chasadim. Some people sacrifice in order that it shouldn't be Ichzel Kenen Laun. As Yen is Aleich Kenen Laun. This is Teiras Chesed Alishayna. I would like to give you a little more, only because time constraint, different Pshatim in the Rishayim, based on Chazalim, in what the Klala actually was. There's an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Perik Beis Halacha Hey, it's not miskaper bezevach ubimincha, avu miskaper be. So the Mitzvah says be tshuva. The Gemara seems to say other betayra, be gemilascha. Sodom. Yerushalmi says, Avu miskapu b'tfila. Machleik is Bavli Yerushalmi. In Bavli state, that the kapar is going to come from Adetera of Chmilas Chasodim, based on which sheet Abaya v'Rabba, we paskin obviously like the Chofetz Chaim says, like Abaya. The Yerushalmi says, miskaper, you'll have a kapara through tefillah. What does it mean, a kapara? No, it's interesant. Not tefillah, huh? So that's the kash. No? Epis likta. The carbon nisht, aber the tefillah, yeah? Und the ganze tefillah radvesa is what? Gebeit on the carbon. Good, good. And I apologize that I'm being mekatzah today. I need to leave literally 5 minutes. That's why you're not getting the whole background for every teretz I just said, but there is one. Okay. You know, every tshuva has to come with Torah, Tefillah and Gemilas Chasad. Tshuva. And if you look at the Rambam, it's clear that a person who did Chatoyim should learn more Torah. He should be Isaac in Chesed. It's all Mefurish Rambams and Hilchis Tshuva. Marbe Kefi Kechesav B'Tshuva. That's why between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Rambam says you should be Marbe Tzedakah. You should give more Tzedakah. What does it have to do with Tshuva? What does stuck have to do with tshuva? Now, if you come and tell me it has to do with imichupar, that it's kapara, that a person gives stuck, he gets a kapara. Okay, I hear that. But how is it a din in hilchus tshuva? Habei say zog di, no? Zog. How? It's klar in the Rambam. You have more teira, you give more stuck. You notice the Mitzudis never said more Teira, more Gemilas Chasadim. It's not Mechuper b'Zevach u'b'Mincha, but what's it Mechuper b'Shuva? And here we all of a sudden have different Pshatim. What is the Tshuva? It's not a Kapara because of the Teira. It's not a Kapara because of the Tefillah. It's how to do Tshuva. The tshuva will not come b'zevach u'b'mincha. But you need to do tshuva. And what is the way to do tshuva? B'teira, b'gemilas chasadim. And the reverse is also true. Teira, gemilas chasadim, and tefila brings to tshuva. It's the same thing. And this is, I want to talk to the Olam about for 1 minute, if you don't mind. What is Averis, it's Richuk Makadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. The more we get fatumbled with Averis, the more rachik we are from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we don't even realize it. As it slopes down and away from the Rabbeinu Shalom, we get weiter und weiter, und we versteht a feel of it. You know, in these 3 weeks, we talk about the Churban, we talk about the Golus. Very far from everyone's understanding what Golus really is. I always think to myself, hey, what does it mean, Yisayimim Hayinu Ve'ein Av? What is it? Pashup Shat, Yisayimim Hayinu Ve'ein Av. Yeah, Yasim doesn't have a father. So every year I say a different pshat. Those that are with me for years already know this. But I would tell you a different shot this year. You know, Yasim lives with the memories of his father. And Yasim, you know what keeps him going? The tata tazay getan. On the tata v'tabin nachas azichul dastan. What happens when there's no father? He never saw us. He doesn't even know that there's a father. Meir de Kavat. Thought about it. Yisaimim hayinu a yosim dav zayim fanatate ob azaz nishki yosim afil fanatate. There's a Meir de Kapasik. Aleilani b'ichia in Eicha. You know what the biggest bechir in Golis is? The biggest bechir of the Churban is? Al Eila Ani Bechir. Any other Kirachak Mimeni Menachem Meshav Nafshi. It's not all the tzaras. It's not the Alshech, it's not the Tzaras. It's the Menachem. Who's the Menachem? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Menachem is Mashiach. Most Mefarshim learn Menachem means we don't have Mashiach. Kirachak mimeni, Menachem eishiv nafshi. Menachem is the nomen for Mashiach. So it's up to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So that's Aleil Ani Beichia. Oh, but the Alshech says that's not what it's referring to. It's referring to the Rebbeinu Shleila. Menachem, we don't have who to be Menachem. We're rochik from the Rebbe. That's the ikir chubin of the chubin abayis. Ki rochak mimeni, been vayt from the Rebbeinu Shleila. Menachem eishem nashi. Hoyu vonei sheimemim. Meine Kinder sind in shomem. You know what the word shomem means? Fatumult. Shmama. They're empty, lost. Why? Because they think he gavar oyev. That the ikar of the churban was that the oyev was gavar. Ki gavar aleinu oyev. And it's not that. The real tzara is was the Rebbeinu Shleilam is nit mit uns. There's an interesting Pasuk at the end of Eicha with a Gemara, and then I'll show you how it ties back to everything we just spoke. You'll understand what I want. Al zel yodavel ibeinu, al eilu chashko einenu, al hartziyayin sheshameim shualim hilchubay. That's it. That's the whole tzar of the Gullis. Shualim hilchubay. Al zel hayav. For the ganze chubin, the ganze pub. Shualim hilchu boy. Das is dachte. No, so the Gemara says makayim that even the Kohen Gadol couldn't go. Okay, but that's symbol. Das is the symbol from the Galus. Shualim hilchu boy. The Gemara zakte in Makis that there was a machlekes. Rav Akiva and his friends, those were laughing and those were crying. And why are you laughing? Why are you crying? Kids of Rav Akiva saw shualim hilchu boy. He laughed. Gelachtka. Rav Akiva, was lachst du? Steht doch, als er ja der Welli bein, alle Eilu Chashkein, wie kannst du lachen? Gut, es ist Simen, es ist okay, the Nevuah of Zechari is going to happen, got it. Aber wie, aber am meisten Pasuk steht, als er ja der Welli bein, alle Eilu Chashkein, einu. Aber ich sage, let me tell you, Pasuk pshat. You know, Shualim, the Masha says, you know when Shualim come? When there's no ritzpah, there's no floor. And a building that has no floor, Shualim come there. Are we makriv korbanis today? It's a very big shaila. Why not? Rambam is clearly makriv mafal pishem bayis bani. We should be makriv korbanis today, theoretical. Many svarim, complete svarim are written on this inyan. One of the reasons we don't be makriv korbanos is based on a Rambam that says you need ritzpas ha'azara. In order to be makriv a korban, you need ritzpas ha'azara. Al zel yodavel libeinu, al eilu chashku einenu. What does chashku mean? Chashku means we became dark. Our eyes. The shualim was a simon that there was no more karbonis. The bittel of the karbonis. we cannot be makir v'karbin because we don't have the ritzpah. And that was chashka inenu. It's not the gullus. It's not the yisurim. Even are able to be soivel, unbelievable yisurim. Zatibbe from the astchavtsa. But by Shalashudis once he was sitting and had geweint. After him gefragt, Rebbe, was weinst da sei? Sagt er, Gullus, the tzare von Klal Yisrael in Gullus. Sie said, aber Rebbe, du hast uns neues gelernt. You taught us, as the Rebbeinu Shleilam doesn't give tzaris to a person unless he could survive it. Unless he's able to handle it. Unless he's able to cope with it. So what are you crying about? Avas veinste. As the Rebbeinu Shleilam get this. Mustama mekennis eis halten. At the geemphit, he answered, yeah, but you don't know wiffel yidden can an eis halten. You don't know how much a yid could be saivel. It's a lot. It's a lot. Yidden can be saivel unbelievable things. When leap up into the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I want to tell you a maisa. Last Friday night in my shul, somebody came over to me. Ben Skunim, an alta alta yid. And he says, Ruv Avril de Weizenappes. And he rolls up his sleeve. He shows me the numbers on his arm. No, that doesn't take much to get me to cry. I couldn't see it. He looks at me and he goes, I want to show you something. And he starts showing me on his hand the numbers. This and this is Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is Gematria Hashem Echad. Name for the Yid is Brinstein. I'm looking and I'm thinking to myself, Stav Shapella. Mensch can name it. The numbers on his arm. Und then the Rebbeinu Shleilam's Gadlus. The Rebbeinu Shleilam's Hashem Echad. I couldn't take it all in. It took me a whole Shabbos to think. What the dust is Ayid. He's not a soivel. Tremendous things. When leap up in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's a Tova Shapelotim. The einzige Sach was Ayid. Can ich eis halten? Whether or not he knows it, is when he's rachik from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Today, we read psychology, mitos. Let me tell you, the psychology of the goyim does not work on the yidden. Because what the goy is missing has nothing to do with what the yid is missing. It has no shaychus. It has, first the goy daf haben. There's all Yilam Hazadik a problem in it. The Yid, what makes him unhappy, as Rachak from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ki Rachak mimeni menachem meshiv nafshi. The only thing that's meshiv nefesh of a Yid is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's all it is. You could run and you could try and you could try to look for all different eitzes and solutions. You're running in circles. It's not going to work. Ki rachak mimeni, hu Rebbeinu Shleilam menachem meishiv nafshi. A carbon. What is a carbon? Carbon means to be karev l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The kapara, the tikkun, is to zaynan to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. What is the tshuva? The tshuva is mit Torah, mit gemilas chasadim. This is all tshuva. Tshuva means to return back pshutai to Rebbeinu Shleilam. They had kabanis and they abused it. Mit gehat kabanis and they abused it. So the carbon now doesn't work. Ein ketega nasa senega. The carbon didn't bring you close to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. What brings the person back to him? Is tshuva, tefillah, gemilus chasodim. Im chupa raven. The kapar what's the oven? The rachik. Karis abayis, and this I'll end with. You know what karis is? Karis hanefesh. The nefesh. B'nei Eli had a tremendous karis, so to speak. What is their karis? The Rebbein Yishlam said that the neshama is not mekusha with the Rebbein Yishlam. That is karis. That's what karis is. That kapar is duch tshuva, through tefillah, through tzedakah. I'm basing that in 3 weeks, it's very important to go down to the basics. The basics. Rabbeinu Shloim, we're minutik from you. To think and to be mechavin on ways to learn Torah, to attach yourself to the Rabbeinu Shloim. And thus is Menachem Meishav Nafshi. Of the Tata. Trachten the Ein of. Chabiyah Tata in Himmel. And even if the Tata is not here now, because the Beis Hamikdash is not here, the Tata is done. And thus daf men arbet in the Aveda mit drei Wochen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.